Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 21st, 2025, through Friday, April 25th, 2025. Monday, April 21st, 2025. St. Louis area nonprofit leader accused of $7 million meal fraud and money laundering conspiracy. Diara Williams and Nicholas Warford, a couple who ran a local nonprofit, were arrested after having been accused in an indictment. The indictment reads that the couple defrauded Missouri's at-risk after-school programs and summer food service program, which are funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Meals are served by schools and nonprofit organizations. Williams and Warford then laundered the meal money through a company owned by Warford, Warford's Classic Catering, LLC, by creating fake invoices that showed meal purchases that were never made, the indictment says. The indictment says that the scheme lasted from March 2020 through July 2022. In April 2021, an invoice falsely claimed that 208,456 meals were served, each of which included an 8-ounce serving of milk. Warford's company bought no milk and paid less than $5,000 for food, it says. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, April 22, 2025. Former small business office manager sentenced to 4 years plus in federal prison for embezzlement, identity theft. Angela L. Cooper pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud, one count of bank fraud, one count of aggravated identity theft, and three counts of tax fraud. Cooper was sentenced to 51 months imprisonment after she embezzled more than $158,000 and stole the identity of a coworker while employed by AMK Heating and Cooling in Edwardsville. According to court documents, Cooper served as the office manager for AMK and had access to the company's checkbook and accounting software. Using these tools, Cooper fraudulently wrote more than 100 checks payable to herself and forged the signature of the business's owner. Cooper tried to conceal her fraud by disguising the checks as payroll and loans to her from AMK. Over a 2-year period, Cooper embezzled $158,658 from AMK. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, April 23, 2025. Former executive of Injured Child Benefit Program sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing over $6.7 million. John Hunter Raines, a former chief financial officer and deputy director of an Injured Child Benefit Program, was sentenced to 9 years in prison for embezzling funds from his former employer, the Virginia Birth-Related Neurological Injury Compensation Program, Birth Injury Program. The Birth Injury Program pays monetary compensation to families of infants who suffered from brain or spinal cord injuries resulting from the birth process that rendered the infant developmentally and/or cognitively disabled. Raines' role required that he oversee the finances of the birth injury program, including approximately $650 million in investments in 2023. From at least January 2022 through October 2023, Raines stole over $6.7 million from the birth injury program, including by using his access to the birth injury bank account to initiate at least 59 separate wire transactions, sending funds to bank accounts in Raines' own name. Raines also used the birth injury program debit card for personal gain. Raines spent embezzled birth injury program money on various personal expenses. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, April 24, 2025. New Jersey man sentenced to prison as part of $50 million Ponzi scheme for off-the-road tires. Amit Nidik was sentenced to 18 months in prison for his role in a nationwide off-the-road tire sale fraud scheme that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses. Nedick was the co-owner of and ran the daily operations for purported transportation, logics, and importing-exporting businesses. Some of the proceeds of the scheme were sent to businesses controlled by Nedick. Nedick would then wire money to the bank accounts of co-conspirators. John K. Ecker, Jr. of Dallas, was one of the leaders of the multi-state conspiracy. He pleaded guilty in December 2024 to conspiring to commit wire fraud and tax crimes and admitted responsibility for at least $14 million involved in the scheme. Co-conspirators solicited millions of dollars from investor victims under false pretenses. Investors were told their money would be used to buy off-the-road tires at a steep discount, and that the tires would then be resold to a buyer at a much higher rate. Investors were promised a high rate of return on their investment, generally within 180 days. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, April 25, 2025. Two members of a transnational money laundering organization sentenced for laundering millions of dollars in drug proceeds. Lai Pei Tan was sentenced to 78 months in prison for his involvement in a conspiracy to launder millions of dollars in drug proceeds on behalf of foreign drug trafficking organizations, including the Sinaloa Cartel and Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generacion. On December 4, 2024, his co-conspirator was sentenced to 90 months in prison for his role in the money laundering scheme. According to court documents, Tan, a Chinese national who resided in Chicago, worked for an organization that laundered millions of dollars in proceeds related to the importation and distribution of illegal drugs into the United States, primarily through Mexico. Tan, Chen, and their co-conspirators traveled throughout the United States to collect proceeds of fentanyl and cocaine trafficking, among other drugs. The defendants communicated and coordinated with co-conspirators in China and other foreign countries to arrange the laundering of these proceeds through financial transactions that were designed to conceal the illicit source of the drug money, including through a sophisticated trade-based money laundering scheme involving purchasing bulk electronics in the United States and shipping them to co-conspirators in China. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.